You were some relation of the Medlar and Claffery, the funeral undertakers.
That was my brother, yeah.
You worked for them one time as well.
No, I used to, I had a car at the time. If they wanted a car, like I would, for patents.
Yes. Did you often went with a hearse down the country?
I did.
How did that come about?
I tell you, I went down to Belinch Island, Kerry, one time, with a pair from Clonliffe Road. Their brother was dead. He was an officer or something there on Belinch Island. He wanted to be buried there. And there was,
where did he died here in Dublin?
Yeah, and he died. And his mother and brother was in the house. They came from Clonliffe Road. I remember going down with I wasn't driving. There was a man named Albert Mannix. He was the driving. I remember going down with them and going over in the boat. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. We were going down anyway, and we came to this place. Mannix says to somebody standing by, we near Saul Place. Do you see that hill up there? Yes. Well, stick up that to be right. Where do we land? Into Killarney. So we were coming into the town. I showed to the fellow, where are we? You're going to Killarney, says he. We were miles out of the way. We had to go back then, Dave, and go down and cross over in the boat, bring all the remains in the boat.
With the car, or just the remains on its own?
Oh, only the remains, yeah. Yes. We brought over the remains, and the priest met us there. 1 o'clock in the morning, this was. Put the remains in the chapel, said the prayers, and myself and Mannix rambled down, and we went down. We were in the one hotel, I think, there at the time. We knocked at the door. The man opened the door, and we asked, could we put up? Yes, he says. But says, yeah, I can't give you any food, says, they're all in bed here. They were all in bed. I said, he says, I'll give you sandwiches and stout. So we had sandwiches and stout and went to bed. The following day was the funeral. And myself and Albert walked up along anyway. We didn't go near the funeral. We were off viewed the part of the island. We came back and they said, would you stop here for the night, says he. If we go over in the morning. So we decided to stop for the night anyway. For the morning, Dave, got up, looked out. The waves were going the height of this house. How we were going to get home in the boat. The priest came down, he had a big long tarpaulin and a big hat on them and all. And the boat just to go up and down like that, you see. You'd have to jump into the boat. But we went down anyway, and one of the fellows on the boat had a big long pole. He used to stick in the wall to see, try to steady the boat. But standing in the wall, the woman pole slipped over and hit Mannix, knocked him down, and he wasn't hurt though. We got into the boat anyway. We had to jump into the boat. And where did we get in? Or in the front of the boat. Worst place we could have got. We were drenched going across. Then we came back, and the son and the mother said that go home, be train or something. We left it there. We came home anyway. And when we came home, I think that was of a Friday, third of Friday, there was a job in for, what did you call it, down in the north of Ireland, Strabane. So we had to go down to Strabane the following blooming day. We were held up 17 times by the specials going down.